depth on the biggest entertainment stories from around the world.
The real-life Hollywood murder mystery drawing comparisons to Brad Pitt's movie Seven. Hello, welcome to Entertainment Tonight. I'm Mark Steines.
And hi, everybody. I'm Nancy O'Dell. The search is on for a killer who left his horrifying mark below the famous Hollywood sign, which in a strange twist is very close to Brad's home. And that is where our Christina McLarty is following the shocking case that seems ripped straight from a movie plot.
The gruesome discovery, a severed head found in a plastic bag. The location, this park in the Hollywood Hills, where Brad and Angelina often take their kids to play. Behind this gate is Brad and Angie's house. It's just blocks away from Bronson Canyon and the hiking trail that leads to the Hollywood sign. Police say on Tuesday around 2:30, a mother and a daughter stumbled upon a decapitated head wrapped in a plastic bag. Police say it appears it was a male in his 40s with salt and pepper hair, and he may be of Armenian descent.
It was set back from the trail in a place where most people don't go, in a bag under a bush. It was a Caucasian male, older. It was pretty cleanly severed. There was blood in his hair.
This scene is reminiscent of Pitt's 1995 film Seven on DVD now. This severed head was found steps away from the Batcave, which was seen in the 60s television series Batman. The park today is closed as the investigation continues. The crime scene is a popular shooting location, seen in numerous films, including Friends with Benefits, with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis sitting on top of the Hollywood sign. Now the question, was this a mob hit? The Huffington Post senior crime reporter David Lohr explains how this could be a real-life Sopranos situation.